Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Austin Webb, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy. Hey guys, this is Austin Webb, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Central Bank, Miller Lite, and Pepsi bring you the
I'm gonna be needing your love.
somebody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy shit, no makeup on, that's my sugar. Yeah,
are we calling back in?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Can we make this bigger, John? I can. Okay. Just say the whole dollar sign.
I said hello, darling. I said hello, darling. What's up, girl? Yeah. She's bringing the news. I said hello. Dolly looking swell. Dolly, so nice darling. To have you back where you belong.
Hi, this is Cam, and you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful, and amazing woman ever, The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, it's David Lee Murphy, and you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Craig Wayne Boyd, and you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
I can't get anything off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. Thanks to my pal Mario over there at All Service Limousine for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. And to Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food fun. What's delectable? Tim, what's delectable mean?
That is,
my internal,
I don't even know that definition.
Delectable. How about delicious? I'm
yummy.
Substituting. Yubby. Well, we know, but why would you choose delectable over delicious? I'm curious. We have to look into that. Okay, I just had to ask. Every week I read this. I'm always curious, but what is the difference between delectable and yummy and delicious? But it's a different way of saying things. And they do things differently over at Sullivan's, don't they? They know how to do their steaks, that's for sure. So go over there and check out all those delicious foods, fun cocktails, and swinging live music. Enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. SullivanSteak.com. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Hey, Annette, the trolley chick, here's a shout-out to you. NapervilleTrolley.com. Hey, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is Bricconi's. Bricconi's is the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Come to visit Bercone's for a comfortable dining experience. And you can also see the famous Cradle Room where they host many of their banquets. Check out Bercone's.com. Arthur Murray Dance, they have locations in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, but just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And if you call and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, your first lesson is, Tim? First lesson is?
Free.
Were you about to say it's on me?
I was about to say. You see how many sponsors I have to listen to?
This is quiz your intern day. Tim's been here, almost 3 months now?
Yeah. About 3 months.
Getting the hang of it. I'm getting used to him. This is scary because I have to say goodbye to him soon. And I don't really want to. I like Tim. Tim, today is Bring Your Parent to Work Day. Tim has brought his dad to work today. So we're going to do a shout out to Charlie. Hey, Charlie. Oh, and I just noticed, Charlie looks like he's videoing this the show today.
But
and
he's
got an awesome Cubs cover. We got to get a picture of that. I think I have the same one, Charlie. I like your dad.
Okay, Napier Settlement, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. And guess what we have in the house today? Donna DeFalco from Napier Settlement. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Dolly.
Put the mic right close to her. Yes, there we go. She's going to talk to us a little later in the show. We're going to talk a little bit about a lot about everything that's going on at Napier Settlement for the rest of the year and beyond, right?
We have so many things going on in August and September. The September event is 3 pages long.
Oh, my goodness. So we have a lot to cover. So Donna is here for the second half of the show. We're thrilled to have you. She's like one of my favorite people in the world. Favorite people? Favorite person, gal. You're just so amazing. I'm glad to have you all to myself today. There's no rush. Last time she was here, we were rushing through the conversation because we had a jam-packed show. But today, I'm going to take it easy and chat with Donna, and I'm excited to hear all that's going on at Napier Settlement, one of my favorite places on earth, that's for sure. So thanks to Napier Settlement for sponsoring the show. And we want to do a shout-out to another great sponsor of the show, NapiervilleAlarm.com. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapiervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at the low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapiervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And last but not least, thanks to the guys and gals, over at Homebridge Financial Services. They are based in Naperville, but they serve all of Chicagoland. Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows, and home values are on the rise. Their mission, is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number is 630-404-4272, Homebridge Financial Services. Okay, now, if you have to go to the bathroom or you have to grab another cup of coffee, do it now because I have to read this little Homebridge disclaimer that's really fun to read. Homebridge Financial Services, Inc., corporate NMLS 6521, 15 West Jefferson Street, second floor, Naperville, Illinois, 60540, Illinois Residential Mortgage License, MB 6760732, Indiana DFI First Lien Mortgage Lending License, 15700, Wisconsin Mortgage Banker License, 38349BA, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show, I like to call it. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy, where every week we bring you good news to discuss, good guests, and what else? I'm going to quiz Tim on this one. At least.
I don't do very good on tests.
At least one good laugh. Oh,
yes,
my
sir.
Goodness. You failed. I'm kidding. You failed the internship. No, I'm kidding. This guy's great.
Okay, I already got 3 degrees.
I have the best intern this summer, just saying. And today's Bring Your Parent to Work Day. So Tim has brought my mom. She lives in Elk Grove. There's no way I could drive to Elk Grove and bring her here to the studio. Maybe if we were still in Oak Brook. Hey, by the way.
Maybe.
Oh, so Charlie. Hello. Welcome, Charlie. That's Tim's dad. He's here. I think he's videotaping this whole thing.
My money guess is yes.
Hilarious. This will make quite a YouTube viewing whatever they call it on YouTube, video.
A sensation or something?
You think I'll be a sensation? I'll be a hit.
You need to fall or something out of the chair.
We got almost 1,000 hits on that Jamie Lynn Spears interview that I did a couple of weeks ago, Country Thunder, where she caught a spider.
I don't know. That was pretty a mess.
I got some messages about that from people saying they saw the spider crawling down her arm at the beginning of the interview. I didn't see that. But anyway, okay, I digress. So we do welcome your calls. I was quizzing Tim, but I like to bring you at least one good laugh. We'd like to have a good time on this show. Today we have Chris Campbell, who is the executive director of Career Place in Barrington and the executive network group of Greater Chicago. So both of these organizations are non-for-profits that assist over 1,200 individuals in their job search. So we're going to talk to Chris about that. If you're looking for a job, you might want to tune in to this and learn more about that. Tim, do you want to say? He's leaning into the mic. Oh, my God. I love it when Tim is about to say something.
Yeah, no. Career Place has actually been very good. Actually, my dad is a part of Career Place, been helping them out a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
This is awesome that Charlie's here then. Charlie, do you have anything you want to say about Career Place? He's a client of Career Place, so they've really – that's great. We've got to have you on and talk about that. I didn't know that. So it's okay, well, I'll talk to you about that. I want to know if it's been a success for you. Hopefully, we got the guy on. Hopefully, it's been a success for him. Yeah. Are you working now? No, not yet, but we're getting there. Okay, good. All right, so they'll be on the show. So if you're looking for a job, tune in to listen to this about this. Or, you know, if you're an employer and you're looking for –
New talent.
These people are looking for a job. They don't mess around. They want a job. They're willing to work. They're working hard.
Yeah,
so these are candidates that you definitely want to consider. So we'll talk to Chris Campbell about that. So Tim actually got this not-for-profit on the show today. So good work, Tim. So got to touch base, see how the job market is doing out there. All right. So, and then we have, of course, Napier Settlement. Donna DeFalco from Napier Settlement is here, and we're going to get the lowdown on everything that's going on at one of my favorite places on the planet Earth. Okay, but first, we have a couple announcements. The Naperville JCs invite you to make memories to last a lifetime this Labor Day weekend. Join them for the 50th Last Fling celebration, September 4th through September 7th, along the Riverwalk in downtown Naperville. Beautiful Riverwalk in downtown Naperville. Check out 25 bands on 2 stages featuring Daughtry. Holy cow, that's going to be awesome.
Yes, it is.
Daughtry's going to be there. Lita Ford, Jack Russell's Great White, Chevelle, and more. Family Funland is always a great time for families. Family Funland, okay, how great is this? Naper Settlement, that's where it's at. So we'll be talking more about that, of course. That's a great time for families with cold-blooded creatures, bouncy houses. Cold-blooded creatures, ooh. Bouncy houses, live music, and this year, meet Calum Worthy from the popular TV show Austin and Ally. Okay, maybe my kids know that. I'm sorry, I goofed up on that. I should know who this is. But is this a teeny bopper show?
What?
Teeny bopper show? Calum Worthy? I guess so, from Austin and Ally.
I don't even know it.
God.
That's out of my
Dolly,
range.
Get with it. Okay. Well, before the Naperville JC's Labor Day Parade steps off the morning of Monday, September 7th, runners of all kinds can enjoy the new Rooster 5K or Fling Mile, and courageous runners can do both races back-to-back with the Fling Challenge. The Last Fling features a carnival all weekend long, offering rides for special needs patrons on Sunday, September 6th, from 9 a.m. until noon. The Naperville JC's Last Fling, coming to downtown Naperville this Labor Day weekend. Find everything Fling at lastfling.org. I think this was over the 30-second limit on the show. I'm kidding. I love it. So this is a great event. And guess what? The Dolly McCarthy Show, we are very proud to be a part of this, the Last Fling. Our friends at Homebridge Financial and the Dolly McCarthy Show, we are sponsoring the entertainment stage this year. And so we are thrilled to be over at the entertainment stage. There's a main stage, which is really fun. But, you know, all day long, all weekend long, that entertainment stage is rocking. And so we'll be busy over there. There's a contest singing at the Fling. And I think Matt from Homebridge, let me get him on the line. Hopefully Matt is there. I think Matt and I are going to be judges for that. Hey, Matt from Homebridge Financial Services, proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, is on the line. Matt, are you there?
Hi, Dolly.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
Great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. So let's talk about that Last Fling. Homebridge Financial, yeah. Sponsor of the entertainment stage, along with the Dolly McCarthy Show. Are you going to be one of the judges singing at the Fling? For singing at the Fling?
I won't be. We have a football game that day, but one of the gentlemen in our office, Jim Bracken, will be judging for us.
Okay, so Jim will be there. All right. Matt, are you still coaching Raphael football?
I am.
Oh, fantastic. Well, good for you.
Yeah, we just started this week, so it's very exciting.
Oh, my God. Football start. I know last week Bears training camp started. We got to get to Bourbonnais, Tim, and see the Bears playing.
Sure.
And St. Ralph football started already. You know, summer is almost over. All right, so Homebridge Financial Services in downtown Naperville. Matt McInerney can help y'all with anything that you need, refinancing, buying a home. Matt, what's the good word?
Not much, Dolly. We still have interest rates at historically low levels, so I just wanted to tell you a handful of reasons why people are refinancing right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So, obviously, the number one reason people like to do it is to lower their interest rate / lower their monthly mortgage payment. Everybody's happy when they have a little bit more disposable cash on a monthly basis. But there are other reasons as well. A couple of examples. People want to start saving for college, so they might take cash out on their mortgage if they have some equity in their home. Or for other investments, maybe they want to buy an investment property or invest money in the stock market. And then we have people, you know, as an example, say their kids are done with college and that expense is over with, that want to pay their mortgage off quicker. So they'll lower their term. Maybe they'll go from a 30-year to a 15-year, or they might have 22 years left and decide they want to pay it off in 10. So there's a bunch of reasons for people to refinance, and with interest rates where they're at right now, it's always worth taking a look and giving us a call at Homebridge and seeing what we can do to help.
Yeah. Well, here's one question for you. When people hear about refinancing or buying or selling a home, it's a long process, and it just doesn't seem very easy and fun.
Well, yeah, it can be tough, but, you know, the people we have working here are experienced professionals that do the right things up front to make it as painless as possible for you during the process. We all know that lending guidelines are much more strict than they were 5 to 10 years ago, but we're prepared for it, and we do the right things up front to make sure it goes as smooth as possible.
Well, that's good to know. You definitely need an expert on your side when you're doing any kind of purchasing or refinancing a home. So if you have plans or thoughts of doing this, maybe you're on the fence, give our friends over at Homebridge Financial a call. Matt McInerney is standing by. You can give him a call at 630-404-4272. Hey, Matt, thanks so much. And what team is your son on? St. Raphael.
He's on the JV team. He's a sixth grader this year. So it's fifth and sixth graders together, and we got a great group of kids.
Oh, that sounds really exciting. Sixth grade.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, good luck to the
fun.
Team. And hats off to you, parent volunteer. I know that's quite a job you got there, Matt. But Matt's ready for your call. If you want to give him a call and learn more about how to refinance or purchase, give Matt McInerney a call over at Homebridge Financial. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Dolly.
Talk to you next week.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, if there is any event you attend this summer, well, I have to say this, I have to correct myself, besides Naper's settlement, you will want to be at this one. Hollywood Palms and the Dolly McCarthy Show present an Elvis Presley tribute on Sunday, August 16th. That's the anniversary of his death. Remember early in the summer, I was thinking that was his birthday? What was I thinking? January is his birthday. Do you remember the date? January, what was it, Tim?
I do not.
This is Quiz Your Intern morning. Anyway, this event is going to be a great party. It's Sunday, August 16th. Tickets are only $25, okay? That's not much for dinner, appetizers, entertainment. Ronnie B. Elvis, our friend Ronnie B., he'll be in the studio next week in full, what do you call that, Elvis? Royalty.
Leisure suit.
Yeah, he's going to be in his Elvis. He's going to do a couple of wardrobe changes. And then, I don't have my notes in front of me. There's going to be an author here. An author of an Elvis book. and my intern should know the name. I'm really giving him a hard time today because I should know this stuff. Oh, but, you know, it's blame your intern. Take your dad to work day and blame your intern day.
I don't have your intern days every day.
So next week we have Elvis in the house. There's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on. And an author of an Elvis tribute book. Okay, whatever. She's going to be here. So that'll be next week. But getting back to this Elvis tribute party, Ronnie B. Elvis will be there. There'll be a look-alike contest, raffles, and more. If you bring a brand-new teddy bear, okay, if you bring a brand-new teddy bear, we're going to give you 2 free tickets to the Hollywood Palms Cinema. How about that?
Darling, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Darling, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear.
Oh, you got to love Ronnie B. He sends you these little tunes here and there. So that's Ronnie B. He's going to be performing, and he wants me to sing Viva with him. Viva. You give me
I don't know
Viva.
That Elvis song.
That's the only line I know in the show, in the song. Donna, do you know that song?
I don't know that song.
We'll put Donna on the spot. Come on, Donna, let's sing that song. Okay, so for more information or to purchase tickets for this fun event, please visit www.hollywoodpalmcinema.com or call 630-428-5800. There'll be, like I said, a whole lot of shaking going on. And speaking of the Hollywood Palms, I want to just do a shout-out to them because, you know what? Don't you just love companies that give back? And they give back every Monday. It's free admission on Mondays to all the veterans to the Hollywood Palms Cinema. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, 1 free drink. It's not a cocktail. Sorry, guys. 1 free drink on the Dolly McCarthy Show, too. Okay? So mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and we'll set you up on a Monday evening or Monday during the day, whatever you wish. Okay, couple things really quick, and then I got to take this the Chris Campbell, who's been waiting so patiently on the line. Salute, Inc., Homestretch for Heroes. This is a 5K Twilight run and walk that finishes on the track at Arlington International. Coming up next week, August 12th. 6:30. You can register now at saluteinc.org. Our dear friend Mary Beth Byersdorf, who is the founder and executive director of Salute Inc., was in the studio a few weeks ago. She's just a delight. She's actually a Mother Garen alum. She went to my old high school. So we bonded. So you can come and be a part of this and help raise funds that are needed to go towards assisting military members and their families. So this is a great cause. I got to do a shout out to our good friend Alan J. Lynch. You remember him last week, Medal of Honor recipient. His swinging for the vets is coming up. Tim, would you look that up and give me the correct date on that? I don't know.
August 21st.
Are you sure it's the 21st? I thought that was a typo on their website.
It's August 21st.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Okay, we better double check that because I think there was a typo.
You mean to the Tribune or the Herald?
No, it was on their website. But Tim might be just, you know, he's probably right and I'm wrong. August 21st, let's go with that. It's, yep, it is, right. 11 o'clock, swinging for the vets. Ding, 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 ding. There's one for the intern. Tim's going to kill me.
What am I at, one?
To definitely check out swinging for the vets at the Alan J. Lynch Foundation.org website. Sign up for that. You get to meet Medal of Honor recipient Alan J. Lynch. He was here, was it last week that he was here?
Yeah, last week.
Well, what a guy. Do you know what this man did in the Vietnam War? He was in Vietnam and a very, you know, there was a lot of active, you know, battle. It was a battle going on. And there were 7 guys that were injured. And if he didn't rush to help them, he carried them across the battlefield with, you know, fire. I mean, live action, live fire. What's the word? The fire. Listen to me, the fire. He was running through bullets, and, you know, he was dodging bullets pretty much, and he saved these 7 men. He's very modest about it, too. So he was on the show last week, and there is an Alan J. Lynch overpass named after him in Gurnee. You can see it whenever you come home from Great America, when you're heading back on the tri-state there. You can see it. So we got to do a shout-out to Alan J. Lynch. Okay, real quick, the Healing Field of Honor is returning to Naperville November 6th through the 12th. American flags will once again be proudly displayed on Rotary Hill as they unite as a community to remember and honor the men and women of the U.S. military. This year marks the beginning of the U.S. Department of Defense Vietnam War 50th Anniversary Commemoration Program, 50 years since Vietnam. It's our time now to thank, honor, and highlight the service of the United Armed Forces during the Vietnam War. And this Naperville committee is paying tribute to that. They're going to have a replica of the Vietnam Wall that will be there. They'll have some special programming, and basically it's 50 years of healing. That's what they're calling it. All the proceeds from this memorial will go to the Alan J. Lynch Medal of Honor Veterans Foundation. So mark your calendars for November 6th. Plan to come out to Naperville for that. Okay. We'll be right back.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right. We are thrilled to have Chris Campbell on the phone. Chris, are you there? He's the executive director. Fantastic. Chris is the executive director of Career Place in Barrington and the executive network group of Greater Chicago. So both of these organizations are not-for-profits that we like to feature not-for-profits, at least one or two. We got two here. We're smacking it out of ballpark, Tim, with this. We got two on this show today. So basically, you assist over 1,200 individuals in the job search, and Charlie is here. Charlie Jacoby is here. That's Tim's dad, and he says that he's actually been working with you guys.
That's
so
correct.
Fantastic. Close to home for us. Tell us a little bit about the Career Place in Barrington and the Executive Network Group. What's the difference between the two? Let's talk about the Career Place first so we don't confuse people.
Sure. Career Place used to be called the Barrington Career Center. It's been helping people who are in job search for about 21 years. And so it's located in Barrington. We have about 400 clients currently, and we offer 18 different workshops, as well as we have 20 job coaches, and we also offer what are called job search work teams, which is a team approach to your job search. So we have beautiful offices in Barrington, and are very fortunate to be supported by many of the surrounding communities. And we charge, we have a fee of $150 for 1 year worth of services, which is about $12.50 a month. So you have unlimited use of our offices and copier, scanner, fax, computers, everything. We really want people to get out of the house and engage with other people, learn how to network, learn how to use online tools to find their next job.
Yeah. Well, you hit it right there. I think one of the things, having been unemployed myself at one time, it's getting you out, getting out of the house and networking, not just sitting at home filling out these applications. It's really to your benefit to get out there and network. And even if you're going to the Career Place to make a copy, you know, you never know who you're going to run into.
Well, as we say, people hire people; they don't hire paper. So it's you probably have over a 70% chance that your next job will come about through a networking contact. That means somebody that knows somebody that's going to give you a break.
1,200 people a year, is that a lot? You know, I mean,
in the big scheme of things, it's not a lot when you consider the literally hundreds of thousands of people who are unemployed in Illinois. Illinois, as an example, ranks 36th out of 50 states for the highest unemployment rate. So that means 75% of states have a better unemployment rate than Illinois. And but the reality is that probably only about 10% of people who are unemployed seek professional help in their job search. So it's you know, people tend to stay at home. They tend to look at job boards, answer ads, and that can be. We say you have less than a 3% chance of even getting a phone interview by answering an online job posting. But if you take the same job and the same company, and you can network your way into somebody that works at the company, and have them present your resume to the hiring manager or HR, you have over a 70% chance of getting an interview. So why spend your time where you have a 97% chance of not getting an interview when you could spend more of your time networking in and have over a 70% chance of getting an interview?
Yeah, yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. If, you know, you want a job at some random corporation, I'm not going to say names, and you don't know anybody that works there, how do you get out there then? I mean, besides sending the resume, how are you going to be able to network if you don't know anybody there?
Great point. A couple ways. Certainly one way is that company that you want to get into, we call it a target company. And it's important that your network, and typically an individual's network is probably somewhere between 200 and 1,000 people, if you really if you count personal networks as well as professional networks. If you go out to your network and you ask your network if anybody knows somebody that works at your target company, inevitably somebody does. The other way is there's about 300 million people who are on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn is kind of the professional Facebook. And typically, we have clients, and Charlie Jacoby will be one of the first people to tell you that when he came, he had did not have a faith in social media, did not have very many contacts. He now has over, I think, 900 contacts on LinkedIn, and is kind of the poster child for how to successfully use social media in your job search. So what you do really is you ask people to connect with you on LinkedIn, and by virtue of the sort of the 7 degrees of separation that Kevin Bacon told us about, the reality is it's probably closer to 3 degrees of separation before you can find somebody at a company that you want to connect with. And then it's really a matter of getting either introduced or asking somebody to connect with you on LinkedIn and then starting a dialogue, because certainly nobody is going to recommend you to HR or to a hiring manager unless they know you better.
Right, absolutely. Okay, I want to go back just a little bit. When we're talking about the unemployed in Illinois, I have to point this out that, and maybe you know the numbers, I know the numbers are pretty high for our veterans.
That's correct. I don't have the specific number for veterans, but I'll give you an idea. In July, some of the industry pundits have pointed out that in the month of July alone, it was the highest rate of job cuts in the last 4 years, and a significant number of those, perhaps as high as half, are people leaving the armed forces. So clearly, veterans who come out of, especially veterans that come out of combat roles, have a tremendous challenge entering the civilian workforce. So they need skills, and even more than skills, they need to be able to talk about themselves and their strengths and their accomplishments in a way that is relevant in the civilian workforce, and that's really a big part of what we teach. It's kind of how to create a little television commercial about yourself, such that people are willing to give you a break. And certainly, I think that people are very much interested in helping veterans, but the veterans really have to be able to talk about themselves in a way that's relevant to what companies need in terms of skill sets.
Yeah, and so you have programs in place specifically for our veterans.
The program that we have is not specific to veterans, but it literally works for everybody. It works if you are a recently graduated 21-year-old, 22-year-old from college. It works if you are a 50-something that has worked for the same company for 30 years. It works if you've been a stay-at-home mom for 10 years and you want to reenter the workforce, or veterans. It's all really about getting the skills you need to conduct a highly effective job search. and it's about mentoring and working with you on your personal search via coaching and giving you other tools that make you more competitive in the marketplace than other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's recap. So if you are unemployed, what are some key things that we can point out to help?
First and foremost, I would say get professional help. And that means there's a lot of groups around Chicagoland, as an example. Some are faith-based groups. Some are nonprofits like ourselves. But there are lots of resources out there if you just check them out.
Someone coming to you from Naperville, you probably would refer them to the Community Career Center, because that's out in Naperville. Then we have St. Thomas has a job assistance.
That's correct.
Program.
St. Hubert's has one. Latter-day Saints has one. There is the Career Resource Center in Lake Forest. There's the Executive Network Group out of Arlington Heights. There's obviously Career Place in Barrington. There's the Career Transition Center downtown. There's a Jewish Vocational Service. There's no shortage of services out there.
Yep. There's a lot of places to go. So what else? They need to understand the process of networking, right?
They really have to understand that what networking is about. They need to get on LinkedIn. They need to have a very robust LinkedIn profile. They should get into some kind of an accountability group or a job search work team where a group of people can help each other in each other's job search. And that really helps to keep your productivity up, and it helps to keep your motivation up. Statistically, it's been shown that people who are in job search spend less than 5 hours a week in active job search. And the reason is pretty simple, because job search is all about rejection and not hearing, so people tend to do less and less of it. So you need to put yourself into an environment that, you know, keeps you motivated, keeps you productive, because statistically the average job search, according to the federal government, is about 10 and a half months. And if you are over 50 or make over $100,000, that probably stretches to 12 to 13 months. And if you're lower income or younger, it typically is a shorter time period.
Yeah. Who's struggling the most right now finding a job?
You know, I think, believe it or not, the people that struggle the most are people who are typically over 50, have worked for the same company for many years, and they find themselves not working. They're too young to retire, and yet they are not, in many cases, what we call relevant, you know, in today's marketplace. They tend to have done the same thing. As an example, we get a lot of people in here from Motorola. They're very, very specific. They've been doing things, you know, like I'm a wireless antenna engineer. Well, there aren't a lot of opportunities for wireless antenna engineers. So you really have to get people thinking about, you know, a broader perspective of what their skill sets are, what their strengths are, what their accomplishments are, and get them to think about what I would call a plan A, a plan B, and maybe a plan C, which are slightly different directions in their job search. But literally getting older workers to be able to package themselves, be able to look like they're, you know, that they're part of modern society, get them on to LinkedIn, get them to understand networking, get them to think about other options. Most people are defined in many ways by the job that they did, and they don't really know what else they can do.
Yeah, not surprising. All right, here's another tip that I can put out there, and I'm sure you might agree with that. While you're looking for the job, you know, spending that 5 hours a week, maybe, you know, spend more time doing that. But how about volunteering? You can network that. And that would make you feel better about yourself, because I know when I was unemployed, you feel pretty crappy because you are dealing with a lot of rejection. And so a little tip, a little Dolly tip for you, go volunteer and network that way. There's a lot of great organizations. Get involved with the big organizations. You have a chance of meeting more people, and the odds are in your favor that way, that you'll come across somebody or You know, maybe even that not-for-profit will hire you. Hey, you know what, Chris? It's been great talking. Thank you so much. We are out of time, but you've been so helpful in us learning more about, well, not only the career place, but the job market in general. And I love the tips. Thank you so much.
It's great to be here, and I agree with you on volunteering. And, you know, if you're not working, go seek out somebody that can help you get the skills you need.
You can check out the Career Place by going to, right, is it mycareerplace.org? Is that right?
It
I
is.
That right?
Yes.
Yeah. And or you can give them a call. You got a phone number for them to call?
Yep, 847-304-4157. Every Monday morning at 10 o'clock, we do an overview of our program, and it's free. It's just, you know, you can come in and learn, and if you want to get involved, great. If not, no problem.
Okay. Thanks so much, Chris.
All right, Dolly.
Chris,
take care.
Career Place in Barrington and the Executive Network Group of Greater Chicago. Oh, look, he's got a phone call already. He's got to go.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Tim, my wonderful and fabulous intern, has an important announcement to make.
So, if you're looking for if you're looking for a great comedy night, the Dolly McCarthy Show and the Fair Lady Productions have decided to put on a comedy night at the Center Stage Theater in Naperville, featuring WGN TV comedians Pat Tomasulo, Anna Belleval, and Mike Toomey. Portions of proceeds of this benefit will go towards the Kids Cabaret Theater. It is on Saturday, October 17th. Tickets are $25 and $35 at the door day of. To get your tickets, be sure to go to the link comedynights.brownpapertickets.com.
What's that link again? Comedy Night?
Comedynights.brownpapertickets.com.
I like that. Brownpapertickets.com. Well done, Tim. Fantastic. Okay, just beware, if you go to this event, your side's going to be hurting. Mike Toomey is like the funniest man in Chicago. He was just on the air. He was filling in for Dean Richards last Sunday when I was doing traffic over there.
Pat is very funny.
And
I've seen Pat.
And Pat's funny too. Oh, Anna too. I mean, but you know, I have a special place in my heart. Mike Toomey, you have to wear Depends when you are in the room with Mike Toomey. He just cracks me up. My side hurts. Okay, a quick announcement. So I hope you guys could come to that one. That is a benefit for Kids Cabaret. Not many people know this, but when I was going through really hard times and had nothing, lost everything. We'll get into that another time. Candace Hernandez, the executive director who started Kids Cabaret, reached out to me, and she, my kids got to go there for a period of time. It costs money to do these things, and she reached out to me, and we got a scholarship. And so my way, that was awesome for my kids. So my way of giving back to them was to try to collaborate with the WGN personalities that are hilarious and have a fundraiser for Kids Cab. So I'm really passionate about Kids Cab, and I love those WGN personalities, Mike Toomey, Pat Tomasulo, and Anna Belleval, and I really appreciate them coming out and doing this for Kids Cab. They're going to have two shows, an early show and a late show. It'll be a great time. So please come out and support Kids Cab, and we're going to have a lot of fun that night, that's for sure. Okay, Scooter's Roadhouse, they are having a concert with Chase Bryant this Saturday night, and I've got two tickets to give away. Saturday night, 10 o'clock, Chase Bryant in the barn. Two tickets, so we'll give them out. Tim will take care of that, right, Tim? Give it out to – we can't take any calls because we got to talk to Donna DeFalco from Napier Settlement. She's in the house. Let's talk about one of my favorite places in the planet Earth, Napier Settlement. It's this beautiful gem in the heart of downtown Naperville. If you've never been there, Donna, how would you describe it? I mean, I can, but I'm going to shut up and let people hear you. I've been talking enough.
Hi, Dolly. Well, I would describe Napier Settlement as a calm, serene village in the middle of suburbia. We have 30 historic homes and structures there, and it's a self-paced tour. You can meet the blacksmith, you can meet the printer, go to the post office, the log house, and the mansion.
Yeah.
The Martin Mitchell Mansion is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. So it's a fabulous opportunity to learn not only about Naperville's history, but how Naperville's history fits in with the nation's history. because Naperville's a microcosm of what was happening in the world. We had so many soldiers from Naperville enlist in the Civil War and every war thereafter, including the Vietnam War. People like Jack Schiffler and all those great folks down at the Judd Kendall VFW, they were soldiers in the Vietnam War, mm-hmm. and the Korean War, and World War II, and Iraq, and Afghanistan. We just want to thank our servicemen. And because of that, we are members of the Blue Star Museum. So we offer free admission to military personnel and their families from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So come on down and visit us. We're a great opportunity to see a little slice of Naperville's history. Plus, we have the brand new playscape.
Oh, yeah. What a blast that is for the kids.
There's so many moms who line up at 10 o'clock. They're ready with their strollers and their diaper bags and their Aww. Kids. And they're going to come and have a great time at the splash pad. And then they have an opportunity to visit all the historic homes and businesses and learn a little bit more about us. So that's a great new feature that we have. And we're so grateful to John and Rita Harvard and the Naperville Park District and all of our benefactors who help us. Because we can't do this without our benefactors and sponsors like mm-hmm. you, Dolly, who help us all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, when you say John and Rita Harvard, two, a couple that's just always giving back or always had, the late, great Rita Harvard.
An amazing
woman. Woman, yes. We've been lucky that we got to meet her.
We're very lucky.
She's very missed, very much missed, that's for sure. So, so Naper Settlement has a lot of events coming up, for sure.
So,
and let's start. Should we start with Naper Nights? That's coming up really quick. Or what?
You know, Natalie, I want to talk about pies.
Wait, I'm trying to get to this pie thing.
I brought my cookbook.
She knows I love pie. I always just enter into that pie contest. What was that? Naper Days? What was it called?
Well, we Naper did Days. Have Naper Days
years ago.
But now we've kind of, years ago, we did have Joe Naper Days.
That's it, yeah.
And so now the hometown picnic is reminiscent of Joe Naper Days. Because we do have the pie competition, and we do need more pie bakers. I'm even entering this year.
Okay, when is the contest?
The contest is this Saturday, and you can visit our website and click on the Hometown Picnic, which is on our opening page, and get more information about it. Because it's all about the apple pie. So, and we have great judges, too. We have Senator Mike Connolly. We have State Rep Grant Worley, Mary Ann Jankowski.
Wow.
Yeah, we have, and Stephanie Pennock. So, and she's the premier baker, and she's a cookbook author. She's amazing. So Stephanie will be there, too, among many other judges. So we need pies, so please bake. But the Hometown Picnic is this weekend, and it's from 12 to 4 on Saturday, and we have a vintage baseball game. There's a huge following for vintage baseball. It's not the Cubs and it's not the White Sox, but it's the Lamont Quarrymen and the Deep River Grinders. So you'll see how Naperville played baseball back in the 1800s.
Oh, nice.
And there's a group called the Naperville Riverwalk Pickers, and they're a group of folks who play on the Riverwalk. They're just all volunteers, and they're going to come, and they're going to be playing bluegrass on that day.
Ooh. I wish I could go. I have a wedding out of town. I'm so bummed that I'm missing this.
But it's going to be a lot of fun.
I would so be there. This is right up my alley. I love that.
It's family-friendly fun.
This just reminds me, it's like old Naperville. Even if you're not from Naperville, this is something to go to. It's like old, the way it used to be. The old-fashioned days.
You're absolutely right.
Some lemonade and under the shady tree. Tim, you would love that. Not a lemonade drinker. All right. You don't have to be. Okay, so apple pie, that's right up my alley, too, making an apple pie. Can I submit without being there?
Oh, sure. You absolutely can. Just bake.
Okay.
But let's talk about Naper Nights.
Yeah.
Because it's the final weekend. It's in August
21st and 22nd. Right?
That's it. And the Friday night opening act features Heartless, which is a Heart tribute band. And then the premier suburban party band is Mike and Joe.
Mike and Joe. All right. They're a blast. That's Friday night.
Friday night. So that'll be loads of fun. And then on Saturday is Deacon Blues. And they were here last year. They're an amazing Steely Dan tribute band. they're really something. And then their keyboard player, Brian Harris, is going to change into Sir Elton John, and he'll be performing Simply Elton, which is going to be really fun. We've never had an Elton John tribute before, so this will be really great.
Yeah.
And on our website, you can see some of the videos of the bands that are going to be playing, so you can kind of get a little taste of what you'll be hearing when you come out.
And this is all outdoors. It's kind of like, dare I say this, a little bit of Ravinia. If you like Ravinia, but you don't like the crowds of Ravinia and no parking, you know, and you have to take the shuttle bus, that's not how it is at Naper Settlement. Everything is easy here.
Yep.
Plenty
free
of parking.
It's
a nice little stroll from the parking lot, like a block and a half to the grounds where you can plant yourself, you know, open up a blanket. Can you pack a picnic? Can they bring in food or drinks?
You can't bring in outside food or beverages, but we will have Kix Chicken there. They're one of our sponsors.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Okay. That
so
is good
great.
Food. That's like old-fashioned, you know.
Absolutely.
Chicken. Oh, yeah. I love it. Tim, you don't know what you're missing. Charlie, you probably would like this. Charlie, Tim's dad. This is right up our alley.
Well, also, Two Brothers is going to be there. They are our beer vendor, and Wente Wines. Fabulous wines. Wonderful wines.
Yes.
So
don't even worry about packing a picnic. That's easy.
Yeah, it gets all the food and drinks there. Especially on Friday night when you're coming home from work and you just go right to the festival. It's a lot of
fun. Perfect. Just bring your blanket. Or can they bring lawn chairs too?
Oh, absolutely. Bring your lawn chair.
It's beautiful. And the grounds of Naper, some of the trees are huge, and it's not too, you know, even on a hot day, you're under the trees. It's nice and cool and comfortable. It's a really lovely place to be on a Friday or Saturday night for sure.
And there's lots of activities for kids too. We have Pino's Palette, which is always fun, so the kids can paint. We have Lowe's, and they're doing monster trucks, the little wooden monster trucks. And then Engineering for Kids has a variety of STEM-based activities for the kids, so they're learning and having fun at the same time.
Oh, this is at Naper Night.
Yeah,
so
at
you
Naper
can bring
Night.
The kids. Yeah,
absolutely bring the kids.
Or you can make it a date night.
Okay. Either one. Save money on a babysitter.
Perfect.
Bring the kids.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so that's August 21st and 22nd. Okay, then Last Fling Weekend, are we jumping to that?
Yes.
Donna, you steer me.
Do it. Yeah, let's talk about Family Funland because it is really fun, and there's so many activities for the kids to do. As you were saying, the bouncy houses, and they're going to meet the young man from Austin and Allie, who it's so popular that there's lines. There's lots of lines. So check out the lastfling.org website, and it'll tell you all the rules about waiting in line to get your tickets to see this young man.
Yeah, and this is Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
September 4th through the 7th, I believe. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Last Fling is in the heart of downtown Naperville, and Settlement is like less than a block away. It's kind of nice because you're off away from all the crowds and all the big kids. So if you're coming with your youngsters, your tweens, that Naper Settlement is kind of a really nice place to hang out. If you want to get away from the carnival for a little bit, go over there. I love it. It's free.
And it's on 10 to 7 on Saturday and Sunday, September 5th and 6th, and 11 to 4 on Monday, September 7th.
Okay.
And you were talking about Cold-Blooded Creatures. That's Jim Neshi, and he'll bring a snake and an alligator, but they're really fun. If you've never had a chance to pet a boa constrictor, come on down to Family Funland.
I have never had that opportunity. Well, I just might have to get down there and do that. We need to constrict me. Hey, Tim, you got something to play for us? We got to do, Donna, not to interrupt, but we do have to play a little promo for the JCs and for the Last Fling. Here we go.
Hey, it's Chris Daughtry, and we're so excited to see you Saturday, September 5th on the main stage at the Naperville JCs Last Fling over Labor Day weekend. Tickets are on sale now at lastfling.org.
That's Daughtry. Yes, you heard it here. He's coming to the Naperville JCs Last Fling. And the Dolly McCart, we're hoping to get Daughtry on the show. We're hoping to talk to him. There's a very good chance. I'm trying to look up. Nuts! I can't find it. I'm trying to find a song. One of my favorite Daughtry songs. I wanted to tell you the title of it, but I can't find it right now. Something about good or whatever. So Daughtry, the start of something good. Thank you, Tim. It's one of my favorite Daughtry songs. Check it out on YouTube or download it on iTunes. But more importantly, check out napersettlement.org. to get more information about all the great events happening at Naples. I'm telling you, this is one of my favorite places on this earth, really. It's a very peaceful, tranquil place, but it also can be a fun, adventurous time with the kids and the family, depending upon what's going on that weekend. You still have Wednesday walking days?
We do.
Mornings
and it's
or whatever.
So popular.
Yeah.
And then we have lots of free programs at the Playscape, too, for the littlest ones on Wednesdays.
I can't get over all the how awesome it has. Well, you know, when I moved to Naperville over 20 years ago, I always loved Naperville. There's always something fun going on, but not like it is now. Now you've got something for everybody there, and you know, and it's a very affordable.
It is
know.
Very affordable because you know Naperville
genius.
Residents receive free general admission.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
I've always bought a membership.
Oh, that's your best value because then you can get into everything.
Okay. But you can walk through the grounds and that's free. But the best thing about it is going into the buildings, the old schoolhouse, the Copenhagen, right? Is that,
absolutely.
That was called, the halfway house. Donna knows I used to be a volunteer in the halfway house. Oh, yeah, that was fun. I want to do that. I look forward to the day when I can get back over there and volunteer in those houses. All right, what else we got, Donna? We have a little bit more time.
Can I mention one thing? Mm-hmm. You know, we have our All Hallows Eve event that's in October 16th and 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have Oktoberfest. But for All Hallows Eve, we're looking for volunteers who like to scare people. So you were talking about Kids Cabaret. We're looking for young people and adults from ages 16 and up to dress in costume and to roam the grounds and also to be part of our special scary vignettes that are in each of them.
Ooh.
So we have auditions coming up in September 2nd and 3rd. It's a Wednesday and Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. So we're really looking for people who love to act and who love to scare people.
That's a riot. If you love to scare people, get over to Naples Settlement. It's not like Fright Fest, though. It's not that bad.
Oh, no.
This is like a rated PG.
It absolutely is for ages 8 and up.
Oh, Donna, it's so great to see you again and hear all about the great things happening at Naples Settlement. It really is a fantastic place, and I love and I'm thrilled that we're sponsors together, that we support each other, and you know, keep up the good work over there. And come back on again. We'll have you on again. We've got to remind people about all these fun events. And if you want to get more information, go to naplesettlement.org. And
thanks so much, Dolly.
See you at Naples Nights.
We'll see you at Naples Nights. Thanks for all your support.
All right, we have to end the show on a good note. We always like to end it on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And if you haven't done so already, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. And check out our YouTube channel, Dolly McCarthy. You can see all kinds of fun, interactive interviews with some of country's biggest names. And again, Scooter's Roadhouse having a country night with Chase Bryant. We've got tickets. Check out our Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and leave us a message. If you want tickets, let us know, and we'll randomly pick somebody. Right, Tim?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Charlie, for being in the house. That's Tim's dad. And Donna DeFalco from Naples Settlement, thank you so much. Always good to see you. And Tim Jacoby and to Chris Campbell over at Career Place in Barrington. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.